Two suspects are facing multiple felony charges after an attempted escape at the Howe County Courthouse that left a deputy seriously injured. According to authorities, Cheyenne Anderson parked a white Kia van near the courthouse with the sliding door open, while inmate Zachary Castellanos, restrained in handcuffs and ankle shackles, broke away from a deputy and ran to the waiting vehicle. As the deputy tried to stop the escape, Anderson fled southbound on 8th Avenue with the deputy still inside of the van. At an intersection, Anderson accelerated, causing the deputy to be thrown to the ground. The deputy suffered serious injuries, including a lacerated finger, head trauma, and road rash. He was transported by ambulance to Cox South Hospital in Springfield. Anderson and Castellanos continued south until officers with West Plains Police Department and Howe County Sheriff's Office pursued them to U.S. Highway 63 and Division Drive, where the van left the roadway and crashed into a ditch. Both suspects were taken into custody without further incident. Charges filed against the pair include armed criminal action, first-degree assault on a special victim, first-degree kidnapping, resisting arrest by fleeing, and aiding escape of a prisoner confined by felony. And a Douglas County judge has dismissed charges against one of three men previously accused in the 1989 death of Kelly Ann Workman. According to prosecutors, charges have been dropped against Wiley Belt. Bobby Lee Banks still faces a second-degree murder charge, while Leonard Banks has already pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter and is currently serving a 15-year prison sentence. Authorities say Workman, who was 25 years old, was abducted in Douglas County in 1989. Her body was later found 8 days later in Christian County, roughly 10 miles from the church where her abandoned mower and vehicle were discovered. Investigators say Workman disappeared while mowing the grounds of a cemetery in Dogwood on State Route 14. Her parents located the mower in a church parking lot with her keys still in the ignition of the car. Deputies arrested all three men in February of 2024. Investigators say all three had been suspects since Workman's death. A breakthrough in the case came when an eyewitness stepped forward, giving investigators the evidence needed to present the case to a grand jury. Prosecutors say they have multiple witnesses prepared to testify once the trials begin. Criminal charges have been filed against three members of the Shannon County Sheriff's Office following a special prosecutor investigation into allegations of abuse under the guise of law enforcement authority. Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway announced that her office, appointed by Judge Privet to serve as special prosecutor, has charged Deputy Thomas R. Manning, former sheriff's deputy, John D. J.D. Melvin, and Captain Michael G. McCoy. The alleged conduct occurred between January 1 and July 29, 2025, while all three were acting in their official duties. The Missouri State Highway Patrol led the investigation. According to allegations, multiple women stopped during traffic encounters were subjected to inappropriate touching and degrading sexual comments. Charging documents further allege that McCoy and Melvin participated in the falsification or transfer of official court documents, including a probable cause statement, in an attempt to influence judicial proceedings. Charges include Deputy Thomas R. Manning 7 counts of sexual misconduct in the course of public duty, 2 counts of first-degree sexual abuse, 3 counts of first-degree harassment, and 1 count of sodomy or attempted sodomy in the first degree. Bond was set for him at $50,000. Captain Michael G. McCoy was charged with 1 count of sexual misconduct in the course of public duty and 1 count of forgery, with bond set at $15,000. And for former Deputy John J.D. Melvin, he was charged with 1 count of forgery with bond set at $15,000. Court dates are pending for all three. An Oregon County man is facing several charges after deputies responded to a domestic disturbance that resulted in a pursuit and a crash on Highway AA. According to the Oregon County Sheriff's Office, deputies were advised that the suspect had left a residence in a gold Ford vehicle. A deputy later observed the vehicle traveling westbound on AA Highway, crossing the center line and failing to maintain its lane. When emergency lights were activated, the driver refused to stop, turning onto County Road 112, where the vehicle collided with a white Ford Explorer occupied by a female. Deputies identified the driver as Dickie R. Bowles, accompanied by a female juvenile passenger. Officers reported a strong odor of alcohol coming from Bowles. When ordered to exit the vehicle, Bowles refused and resisted arrest, leading to a brief struggle before he was placed in handcuffs. Deputies say he continued resisting while being escorted to the patrol vehicle, claiming he had a bad hip. Biles was transported to the Oregon County Sheriff's Office, where a records check revealed he did not possess a valid Missouri's driver's license and instead only had an expired state ID. Biles refused to a field sobriety testing and declined a chemical breath test. Biles has been cited through the Circuit Court of Oregon County with a court date of December the 10th, 2025 at 9 a.m. He faces charges of endangering the welfare of a child, resisting arrest, unlawful use of a weapon, failure to drive on the right half of the roadway, and no valid license. Two Mountain Grove residents were injured in a crash Wednesday night on Missouri Highway E. According to authorities, the crash occurred when a 19-year-old man from Norwood, driving a 2012 Ford F-150, crossed the center line and traveled into the path of a 2001 Lexus occupied by a 65-year-old Mountain Grove couple. The Lexus left the right side of the roadway, went up an embankment, overturned, and came to rest. Both occupants of the Lexus suffered minor injuries and were transported to Cox South Hospital in Springfield for treatment. The Norwood driver was not injured. And a Tecumseh teen was injured early Thursday morning in a crash on US 160 east of County Road 603 in Ozark County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred on November the 27th at 2 a.m. when a eastbound 2008 Ford Fusion traveled across the center line and off the right side of the roadway. The vehicle then became airborne, striking multiple trees and a fence before coming to rest. The driver, an 18-year-old female from Tecumseh, suffered moderate injuries. Troopers report she was not wearing a safety device at the time of the crash. She was taken by a private vehicle to Baxter Regional Medical Center in Mountain Home, Arkansas.